as the injuries go, Maga came out with an oblique strain. We'll just see how he does here in the next day or so. And then Smith had cramps, Sean did. And both those two should be okay. Jamal, we went through all the protocol of for a concussion, and really he was complaining about his ankle and his knee, not his head. But he did take a big hit there, so we kind of went in that direction. And he set me straight when I came over there, and he wasn't able to score that touchdown that Nile did. He wanted the ball. He wanted to be back in there. So, anyways, he went back in, and then I ended up taking him out just when we got the lead there. So, Jay Howard had a shoulder sprain and ended up finishing the game. Before we pulled him out, I thought Lynn Dawson got us started, banging that drum. I thought he was going to throw his shoulder out, hitting that son of a gun. But he got the crowd rolling, and I thought the crowd, again, they were phenomenal. We sure enjoy bringing people into Arrowhead here to play in front of our crowd. They're something. I thought both sides of the ball, along with special teams, did well. We had too many penalties, but there was positive production out of all three phases, and we haven't been able to say that the last couple of weeks here. So that was a definite positive. You saw where we made the change of guard and put Lincoln Bach in, and really, McGlynn has been battling both legs, and I just thought backing him off a little bit would give him a better chance maybe of being able to help down the road here. And so Link stepped in. I thought he did a pretty good job in there. A lot of positive things, a lot of things we can work on, and we'll continue to get better with as we prepare to play a good Pittsburgh team this next week. Time's yours.
Andy, if you can continue to get the ball down the field in the passing game like you did today, what's this team capable of?
Yeah, I thought that was one of the positives offensively. We were able to drive it down there. It loosens things up a bit. You saw they were playing a lot of single safety middle, and putting that extra guy in the box, obviously concerned about Jamal in the run game, so it opened up some things down the field for us. I thought Alex did a nice job in 297 yards and throwing the football, and probably could have had a little bit more if everything would have gone.
Just want to make sure I understood what you said about Jamal Charles. He went through the concussion protocol and passed?
Well, we saw the same hit you saw, so we brought him over, and he was okay. I mean, you're going to do that. In today's football, you're going to go through that. The thing he was complaining about, though, was that ankle and knee is what he was complaining about. And he said, just give me a second, I'll be fine. And so, then I came over the sideline, after Nile scored, and he was upset that we didn't allow him to have that run. So but that's today's football. Right, that's where you're at today. So somebody takes a big hit like that, you're gonna make sure you check them out.
So that was the play right before Nile scored. That was that play inside the 10.
Yeah, I believe there was just
yeah. All right, talk about Nile. He really, everybody asks you about how come Jamal doesn't touch the ball. Well, Nile's only had like 6 touches in the last 3 weeks offensively. Can you talk about his contribution and
right. Yeah, no, I had mentioned this to you before that our offensive production was a bit down, and so especially our drives, the length of our drives over the last 3 weeks, we weren't sustaining drives, and that allowed Jamal to get enough rest where in between series where it wasn't a big deal for him, and barely breathing hard there with the way we were playing. So, today it gave him an opportunity to get in there. We were moving the ball a little bit better and had a few longer drives and allowed Nile to get in the mixer.
Randy, Tobe kind of predicted the punt return touchdown with us this week, more or less. He kind of called it. I mean, did you see that coming? Did you have a feeling that was coming? He was ready to bust one of those?
No, but I mean, I trust Tobe. I mean, if he's pointing them out, I mean, that's pretty good. Bobby April's a pretty good coach, too. So, but he must have seen something there. It was impressive.
Did Houston have concussion protocol too when he was on the field? The doctor went out there.
He got poked in the eye.
Poked in the eye is all that was.
Yeah, that's all it was. Yeah,
with Jamal, with what he went through in San Diego earlier in the year when he took that big hit from Flowers and kind of talked on the radio afterwards, are you treating him any differently than you would anyone else when they get hit? Try to find out.
No, but that was both of those were big hits. I mean, you know, so you want to make sure you check the guy out. And Jamal didn't say much,
right.
So we want to make sure that we cover all the bases there.
Defensively, Andy, do you feel like there is maybe more intensity this time than there was when you played these guys a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. I mean, as it worked out, I think it ended up being. You know, that was in a short week and so on, and travel, and we didn't quite have as much juice as what we had today.
Two things, Andy, for me. One, it's 10-6, and you hadn't converted third downs, and you missed a field goal, and you had drop passes. Just how hairy was that in that third quarter before you get three touchdowns in 4 minutes?
Yeah, we were so close. I mean, that's going into halftime, I mean, there were so many things in the first half that we were just a hair off on. And, you know, I felt like if we just relaxed a little bit, we had those two drop balls down in their territory that might have given us an opportunity to score right before half. And I thought the guys did that. They settled down and just played and let their personality show and weren't pressing.
And the other thing, this is your first win since Eric's taken ill. Are you anything special sending him a ball? Anything about this?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I mean, he's battling it right now. So right. He had his first treatment and probably isn't feeling very good. I talked to him and he said oatmeal's his best friend right now. So he's not able to take too much down. And, you know, he's in the middle of this thing. So, yeah. But everybody's been staying in touch with him and making sure that he knows our support's there with him. And, you know, it was a good win. I'll dedicate that one to Eric.
How much better was the tackling today? I mean, it looked like it was much better. Was it notable during the game?
Yeah, I thought the guys played downhill football, aggressive. That quarterback's a good young quarterback, and their offense is they've got a good running back. So I was impressed by the fundamentals of squeezing gaps and then when you see it, you attack it and hit it. I didn't think there was any hesitation there. And this is off without watching the tape, but that's what I felt coming out of it. Yeah.
Last two,
the defense seemed to get to Carr quite a bit. What are your thoughts on Bob's ability to dial up pressure?
Yeah, I thought Bob had a phenomenal game plan. You saw Carr versus teams that weren't able to get pressure on him, just gash him. I mean, he's got big arm and very poised for a young guy. So the design of Bob's defense there, that was a point on.
Last one. The punt from Dustin Colquitt there deep on your side of the field, was that a fake punt and then he just kicked it, or what happened there?
Yeah, he was just faking the fake.
All right.